Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you rat catchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Grey Hill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all: adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name. Not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
My people have many tales from long ago when we were among the only to walk these places. Some of these tales have been regretfully lost to time. We tried to be the best caretakers we could, but so many other footsteps have walked these places. It's impossible for our stories to not be at least partially worn away with time. We are talking about, well, almost prehistory. These stories would be so old that it's hard to know what is and isn't real, and hard to know what has and hasn't been added. I certainly don't know any specifics of a corruption, or a god of corruption, as you were saying before. All I know is, well, the only thing that I could say for sure that my people handed down to me from generation to generation is that the giants created something that they could not control, and which instead then controlled them.
Well, that's a common tale with very many differing details throughout culture. Getting too big for your britches, as it were.
Speaking of too big for britches, this seems like a fucking Avenger-level threat. What the fuck are we doing here?
Well, we were summoned for some particular reason in our very specific makeups here. I wonder if we have some bit of anti-corruption thought for us.
Very easy. We kill corruption god.
Whoa. I mean,
done before, do again. Kill.
Done before.
What was that you just said, Teapot?
I didn't say anything. It's over. Hot Dog's over here talking about killing gods.
Hey, God. Just like nodding, just like maybe, can I maintenance of arrows and maintenance of a sword, just sharpening things?
Sure,
like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, stopping the corruption would
see
be good.
See, get the castle. Okay.
The castle.
Right, because there was that story about going to the gods of death or something like that and going storming the castle and
get
stuff.
To the castle, get the blessing, go to the corruption, kill the corruption.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Get the blessing of the death god, kill the death god, kill the corruption god.
Yeah, but we only get to the castle if we're dying.
Well, no, it could be a blessing against death. A blessing that
The whole story, if Teapot is remembering correctly, is that they were like, ooh, if you find yourself with a big castle, you're already dead.
Oh, it was not a god of... Oh, that story. Sorry, that was the Lemminkainen. He's the god of winter, not death.
Yeah.
Oh, but they were winter. Like, if you're in the castle...
Oh, yeah,
winter,
if you find yourself there, you're already dead.
If you find yourself
dead.
In the winter castle, you're already fucking dead. Ooh.
Yeah. So go to the castle... Ask for the winter blessing. We killed the god of corruption.
Oh, that's an interesting take of...
Just quickly letting you know, is beyond my expertise. That's not even a god my people worship.
Mangle's increasingly like, what the fuck have I gotten myself into?
Although perhaps that was a realization they had a long time ago, because we're 7 days in. Hokey dokey. Perhaps also we get to temple and find out from our employer what the fuck. Okay. Second on the list is find the winter god and kill him or
temple,
get his blessing.
Castle could be same.
Could be. Let's see if it's the same.
Could be same. Okay.
I will put this out there. If he's in that temple and it's been a while, given what we just learned from the plants.
Could be totally fucked up.
Could be.
Especially if he's like drinking that shit, which.
I want to look at you both with as much sincerity as possible. Maybe even put out my hands, hold yours. And in as comforting as hot lungs can be, gods bleed. And then just nodding, like.
You know, Hot Longs, you continue to amaze and surprise me with how much actual wisdom you have. You're correct. Gods do bleed.
Deepod's single eye is, like, so round. And, like, even just being like, oh, Mangle must be thinking, like, what the fuck have I gotten myself? Teapot is very much like, what the fuck have I gotten myself into?
What a thing to say, yeah.
And that's deep. Yeah. I mean, if it is corrupted, like from where I'm from, I've dealt with my own nature corruption and the burning down of forests and what it can do to the land and its populace. And seeing that happen to another place brings back a lot of sad memories. And if we can stop something like that, and if we need to make God's bleed to do so, then... I'm on board with you there, Hot Longs.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is good.
This is good
this
indeed.
This is good. Have we stopped to rest or have we just stopped to just...
Well, I assume you're still stopped around that little puddle with the grass.
I'm just like, are we stopping to rest? I'm like, okay, we go now.
Teapot actually does not want to rest anywhere close to these puddles of goop.
Fair. Cool.
All right. You keep traveling inwards. You, on the eighth day, Ed... starts happening. On the eighth day, you see some fucked up shit.
Uh-oh.
So on the morning of the eighth day, a little snow fox, which once again, like a lot of the animals, like all of the animals you've been seeing, it's missing patches of fur. One of its eyes is fallen out of its socket and is drooped a little on the side of its head.
Relatable.
I'd say before the sun rises. So Hot Longs, you see this very clearly as a now nocturnal creature.
Yeah.
The snow fox wanders over, gets quite close enough that you can see how like diseased this creature looks.
Is it coming towards us? Because light crossbow is up, ready to go. The moment
it's making
it is in...
a weird meandering path. It's not walking towards you, but it's walking nearby you. Before you're able to pull the trigger, a group of about six snow hares launch out of the snow, grab it, and take it down and start tearing into it.
I'll just like nod. Yeah.
You watch as the similarly diseased looking snow hares destroy this fox. They tear it apart, and if you don't intervene, they drag parts of it off and away into the darkness.
This fits with my worldview.
One of the rabbits turns to look at you, Hot Longs. It backs off slowly, growling at you.
I flare up as well, just... Is it in range of me?
Yeah.
I'll plug two twice.
Okay.
Choosing violence.
Whatever this strange effect is upon the rabbit does not convey any extra hit points. You strike it once and kill it. Do you wake up to see a snow hare has been plugged with a crossbow bolt?
Mm-hmm. How long has what happened?
Little horse. Dog horse?
Rabbit?
Mm-mm.
No.
Grass horse. Little dog horse. Et by grass horse. Grass horse growl. I growl back.
Well, the rabbit growled.
Teapot is just impressed you didn't eat it.
Grass.
Teapot, the pats. Okay.
All right. Well, that's... This is certainly worse than sad-looking grass.
Do you have any sort of magics that you can ask animal stuff?
Not this one.
No, that one is super fucking dead. But, yeah. Like, I'm in the future, if we can, like, maybe catch a grass horse.
I could...
I'm, like, shaking my head, like, they're not going to be captured. They're pretty bad. They're far gone.
Okay, let's, I honestly like, just want to, like, kind of push through and just be wary of all potential creatures. Did you, like, I don't know if Hot Lungs would have explained the, like, pouncing out of the ground situation.
I'm feeling with gestures.
With gestures.
Like a little, like you know when you make shadow puppets and you use a little dog thing like that, and then a little rabbit, like the rabbit thing doing that. Yeah.
I imagine,
I would have done like...
I imagine there's a multi-directional blood pull.
Yeah, there's... Yeah absolutely. You could see the aftermath of what happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Teapot would just like... informing on Mangle as well of like just careful where you're putting your feet because maybe feral fucking rabbit.
This is
nonsense.
When kobold rise up and kill dragon.
Yeah.
I point.
Teapot will nod. Kind of fucking metal actually.
Prey become predator.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right.
Over the course of this day, Hot Lungs. You
pray become Hot Lungs. Yes, go on.
Over the course of this day, Hot Lungs, you feel a little bit uncomfortable at points in the papoose, but it never really properly starts bothering you. Just at some points, you feel a little uncomfortable.
Well, maybe shift and maybe go back to sleep.
Yeah, sure.
Shift and go back to sleep.
Morgan, to answer your Teapot to answer your question. I do have the ability to befriend animals, to locate animals, plants, speak with plants. Some animals can even be messengers. If they're bugs, I can have a nice little simple chat with them. So I do have some abilities to, you know, interact. I can't exactly speak to animals.
Okay.
I could speak to them. It's kind of like how we've been talking to the dwarves. I have no idea what they're saying. They have no idea what I'm saying, but I can have a chat.
Okay. I don't actually think we're going to get anything useful out of them. It was just like a potential, but...
I was pondering that, but the animal friendship, I would be able to obviously befriend them, but if they are so far gone mentally, I don't even know if that would do anything.
They don't, yeah. Potentially, they are so corrupted, they don't have any control over it or anything like that, so... I think the closer we get in, the stronger this is going to be.
I would imagine so.
And we should just be careful and potential and not... Hot Long, I know that you have been, like, super protective, and that's been really good. But maybe we need to just be extra careful. And if it is not attacking us, we don't attack it. Just so that there's like nothing potentially that we make worse for ourselves. Okay. And like we keep a low profile.
Kill shot. Okay.
Teapot, given the direct misunderstanding of that, is going to enforce this with suggestion.
All right. Sure.
So that is a DC 13 wisdom saving throw.
How many saving throws are you going to have to make today, Hot Lungs?
Like Bad Hunter shoots twice.
Hot Lungs
Hot
passes.
Hot Lungs shoot once.
Passes?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Fuck.
Hot Lungs shoot once.
Hot Lungs got a 17. Do you have anything to force him to reroll?
I don't think I do.
None of the good boy cards can do so for me, at least.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's all attack-based, really. One skill check.
Right. Okay, Teapot will, seeing their suggestion not actually take effect, kind of go, okay. Back.
As the day progresses, mm-hmm. at just a little bit past midday, you see a winter wolf. It's lying, it's dead. The winter wolf has probably been dead for a little while, like maybe a couple days. You see it lying by the side of the, there's no real roads here, obviously, but the path that you're taking, you see it lying at the side of the path. It's been completely disemboweled. It has no guts. Do you want to stop to investigate?
No. I wouldn't make that suggestion. But I'm curious, is it no guts but meat is left on there? Or there's, is it just...
A bit of meat, yeah.
Okay. Just wondering.
Yeah, Teapot is the less we interact with these things, probably the better.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
And we're seeing it progressively get worse and worse. Like, this is probably just a mild case of what we're going to be seeing further in. Because it was just a little messed up plants and then some patchy animals and now no guts.
How are our dogs doing?
They're fine so far. Okay. I'm assuming you're not letting them drink the black ichor water or whatever. Yeah.
No.
Have we been seeing a change in Hotlongs at all?
Not yet. No, not enough that you might become suspicious just yet.
Okay. And no physical change at all?
No physical change.
Okay.
As you pass the, I know you're not getting too close and stuff like that, but as you pass the winter wolf, with even without inspecting it, you can see that there is black spots all over what organs it has left or had left.
Okay. Yeah, the good not to fuck with that.
Yeah. Did it also have like patchy fur and
it's
such?
It's been dead long enough that it might have been. I mean, yes, but it's been dead long enough that that could just have happened.
Fair.
That's fair. Okay. Moving on.
Yeah, quicker the better. Because it also means we're spending less time in this place, too.
Making our way downtown, walking faster.
On the ninth day, you can tell very clearly that the terrain all around you has those little spots. There is.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's a few larger, large patches of that black water, but there are just lots of little spots all around you. It's like a Dalmatian out here.
Okay.
Any animals you see seem very sickly. Mm-hmm. You can tell quite obviously. You see maybe a deer that looks completely fucked up. You can see the deer is on death's door. It doesn't even have the energy to get up. It just, as you approach,
It's calling out at you. You can see as you approach, it throws its head around like it means to try and hurt you, like it means to attack you, but it just can't force itself up. You see another winter wolf trying to drag its way. Trying to drag itself away from you like it's panicking. It breathes heavily and raggedly, and then you literally watch it have a heart attack and die as you pass.
Okay. Yeah, anything that we're getting in any close proximity that I think is going to attack us, I plug.
Sure, absolutely. All right. You, on this day, on the ninth day as you're traveling through Hotlongs, you at one point recall... You just have a flash of memory of a book that you didn't read, but that was in front of you. Like maybe you were in someone's lap and they were reading a book. And for a brief moment, you're like, I remember the words. And then it's gone.
It was. Oh.
It was what? What are you talking about?
A book. It's like shake my head and just like, yeah, don't worry.
Well, all right.
Vibe of like. Yeah, what was the vibe of like, oh, it's this. It's like what's happening to me, what's happening to the area, or like, or just a...
What word, do you mean?
The words.
Oh,
for...
the book? No, you just remember, you just randomly have a memory of a book.
Oh, just, so I could read.
Yeah, well, you couldn't read at the time, but your memory, through your memory, you're like, wait, the words make sense.
Okay.
But then it's gone.
Okay. Oh.
Like you went through Algernon, flowers for Algernon in the space of 2 seconds.
Gotcha. I'm a little sad.
Yeah, I'm also, especially as I was saying before with my past and seeing this happening, college or tragedy aside, I am not immune to sadness. And tragedy affects me on a pretty heavy level. So Marvin's having a rough one.
Right.
I mean, like, it's like super fucked up around here.
Yeah. You see him in his little notebook or little diary thing. He's jotting some stuff down from, you know, lyrics and words and poems and stuff of the effect this is having on him. So he's not really paying attention to the outside as much, mostly because that's just going to deepen how he's feeling.
Okay.
Marvin's a little in himself. Right now.
All right. On the ninth day as well, towards the end of the day, Mangle points something out. I've been noticing this for maybe the last day or so. Forgive me. This has been happening for at least the last several days, perhaps like 3 or 4, but I hadn't really twigged that anything was unusual until yesterday, but now I'm noticing it to a frightening degree. There are many different trails and paths through these lands that many different guides understand in different ways. So, you know, each path that one might take is almost a little individual to the guide or the person who's taking the path. But I have been noticing that they all seem to be converging into the path that we are also taking. There are tracks. I wouldn't call them fresh. Some are only weeks old, some are months old, but they seem to all be converging into this path that we're taking now. This is a lot more activity than I am used to seeing in one direction. It looks like a lot of people have been slowly, over the course of, as I said, weeks and months, heading in the same direction we're heading.
Interesting.
Like ants?
I suppose in a manner of... Wait, no, what?
They are like maybe being called to something?
Yes, something like that, perhaps, yes. It looks like we're all converging in the same location.
I point to my head, think, and then I point to, like, touch Mangle's head, think.
Uh-huh.
And then I point to, like, grab both of our skulls, like, think.
I'm...
And then, like, grab everyone, like, pointing, think.
I'm not sure I truly follow.
Like a hive mind?
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody thinking same thing?
Yes.
Like ants, like bees, like
yes,
yeah, I understand.
Think. Maybe something like think. That. It could just be think. We all have a common destination. That could also explain this.
Besides our mission wanting us to get there, is there any other like influence that Teapot is feeling to like being? Are they being drawn or pulled?
You bad boy card. You
I get a bardic inspiration back.
You think maybe yeah. You think you're like look you're you don't think you're overanalyzing it. I mean, it could be overanalyzing, but you don't feel like you're overanalyzing it. But you're like, yeah, I do kind of want to. I do feel like I want to head in this direction for more than just this mission.
That is not fucking good.
You vocalizing that?
I think honestly, actually, no, Teapot would be honest because Teapot has seen all the fucked up things. Maybe the feeling like also being drawn.
Can I have a little bit of an internal search? Am I being drawn in?
Can't say one way or the other.
What do we know about
you? Don't feel different.
Yeah, I'm fine.
What do we know about Titania?
Titania? She is
beautiful.
God of beauty.
She's one of the, first off, she's one of the old ones, which are, they're gods who were like worshipped before time itself, almost. The oldest of the old gods. Mm-hmm. The oldest of any gods, sorry. They are in a lot of society today, in a lot of like larger built up areas. They're considered like a relic of the past, not really something. Almost. If some of them might even be considered kind of like culty sort of worship, seen like almost negatively. Like we might, like a Catholic might view paganism or something like that. But on the whole, they're seen as just a holdover of a bygone age. Not really something for the modern elf to be worshiping.
Yeah.
Titania specifically, let me find her, true neutral god. In the dead of night, deep within the protective confines of forests thick enough to hide their wild noises and bonfires, the worshippers of Titania work their magic. Worshippers of Titania practice their faith around a bonfire, drinking and singing with each other in a communal prayer of sorts. These parties can be rowdy, but never violent. Titania does not look favorably on those who disturb others with their prayer. She is depicted as a fae with a crown of flowers and bare feet standing atop a barrel of mead, often called the goddess of joy.
The idea of, or like the image of dancing, was there a bonfire in the scroll?
In the vellum?
In the vellum?
Yes, there was.
There was a bonfire that all the glacial dwarves were dancing around.
Interesting. So maybe glacial dwarves were doing big dance prayer to Titania. I don't know where to go from there. Whether it was they were helping, like that prayer helped seal in the corruption until now, or maybe that prayer is what's fucking things up now. It could go both ways potentially, right? Or no?
Maybe, yeah. You're not sure.
Make joy bad, and I gesture to everything happening around us.
Interesting theory. How long you are a well of surprises. Okay. If you could get joy and like, what is it, contagious joy and stuff to be like contagious sucking.
Laughing
to be like aggression and corruption and bad, potentially.
Yeah, from what I remember, see if anything else sparks some thoughts here.
Sparks joy.
Marie Kondo told us that the first panel was dwarves versus giants, right?
Yep.
And then the giants were pushed into a hole by the dwarves.
Mm-hmm.
There was a battlefield with dead giants, so that went to shit for the giants, which were like the native people of this land, along with the Ursine people like yourself, Mangle. Then giants were buried. Sickness seeped into the earth. Then they rose up.
Bad.
And then the temple with the dancing dwarves, they seemed potentially either okay or in imminent danger because the outside was all the fearful dwarves that were around. So,
to joy, he'll, joy, okay, joyful, ignoring everything. So joy lead to bad coming back.
Right. Maybe? And from what the big voice in the sky was just telling us about Titania, she doesn't like prayer interrupting others, so it should be silent prayer or...
It's specifically a reference to violence. The celebrations, the worship of Titania gets rowdy, but she doesn't like it when it harms others.
I see.
It literally should get rowdy.
I see.
But not so much that it harms someone else.
Interesting.
In the tapestry, did it look like the people that were like dancing joyfully and the people around like the temple and that were getting all like getting got by the giants, right? The last panel.
The last panel was people inside the temple running around having what is quite obviously
getting
a
rowdy.
Party. Yeah, getting rowdy. Mm-hmm. The people outside, the glacial dwarves outside, were in fear, horror.
Okay. In fear of the
They just have expressions of terror.
I was wondering if it was in fear of the people that were doing the dancing and the joyful rowdiness, or were they in fear of like the giants coming back? So anyway, that's just not Hotlong's thinking.
Yeah. Well,
Hotlong's would never.
Yeah, he would never think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unfortunately up to interpretation. And if the temple of Titania was infected and her whole thing is about spreading the joy, as the illusion was going to.
Also, we are hearing like some conflicting information about this temple, right? Because we are hearing from our client that it was the temple to Titania, right? Titania's temple. But then from your little plant friend, they are saying that it was temple of giants?
Yeah.
So
Titania can be giant god.
Potentially, but like heard maybe that the Titania is fey, so like not actually technically giant unless she was just like a really big lady.
Okay.
But
Titania was one of the old gods, and if the giants were one of the first people here, then it could be a god of the giants over here.
Gotcha.
Joyful giant.
Temple built by giants for Titania. Okay, we got there in the end. It's all connected.
You definitely know that these gods of war and corruption from the stories, whose names you can't remember, whose names are lost to time, I should say, sorry. Mm-hmm. They were not the god of war started being worshipped by a faction, but the giants worshipped many other gods as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe potentially the dancing dwarves are still maybe dancing. Like fey can be kind of fucking tricky that way, that you're just like party dancing all the time, you know? And
Or, I mean, the really upsetting way of looking at this is they were, like, defiling the temple after they killed the giants.
Potentially.
Okay.
Could be.
This is all brainstorming.
We are only one day away, right, from...
Yeah, you'll reach there probably around midday tomorrow, yeah.
Lots of questions, but answers are not that far away, or at least more questions for answers are not that far away.
Yes, but one of the biggest points of tragedy is walking into a situation without the knowledge that could prevent tragedy from occurring.
Mm.
So if we go in without a thought in our brain of potentially how to go around this or what's happening, it could be avoidable.
We've got a lot of information now from plant and from the kind of context clues. So not blind, not blindly going in, understand that there is fucked up shit happening and that potentially our client is also now part of the fucked up shit. How we are potentially even going to fix that, unknown. But at least we be potentially careful and just watch what is happening and not attacking anything just immediately, just like listening for like a little bit. But how about we work out the signal Hotlong of like the go loud kind of thing.
Grr, attack.
Okay. Grr, attack is what we will do for full attacking.
Are we resting now or are we like keeping going?
You'll be resting soon, or you could rest now.
Okay, just wondering. We rest and make sure weapons sharp.
Yeah, always good to be prepared.
Yes.
All right, so the 10th day.
And on the 10th day.
Here we go. You, no animals or nothing bothers you in the night. You do hear every now and then the night is broken by the noises of a creature dying, but it sounds like a low, laborious thing. You never think it's animals fighting. You think it's just animals dying.
Love the sounds of slow, painful suffering. Super good for the psyche.
As you're,
chicken soup for the soul.
As you're cleaning up.
Sparks joy.
As you're cleaning up your camp on the 10th day, it's a slow process, Hotlongs. As everyone is, one of the last things that you do is have like a breakfast, just a quick meal before everyone's about to hop up and go. You look down at your rations this morning and you think to yourself, I'm not hungry.
That's all for today. Don't forget to check in next time where we'll continue this story of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.